The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every morning on the show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our actual live mortgage rates for the day, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic each day. Now, today's topic is something that we love. This is our favorite, most popular loan at The Mortgage Calculator, which is a DSCR loan, debt service coverage ratio. So definitely our most popular loan here. We love non-QM. We love working with investors. So we'll do a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and let's look at the rates for today.
All right, let me switch my screen. We will check it out. Should have quite a bit of movement here going on. This is our pricing tool. This will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is February 13th, just after 11 a.m. All of our partner rates are live here. We should see some more movement throughout today. A lot of news just came out, a lot of movement in the markets. So I expect to see some volatility today. What we'll do here is we'll set up a basic scenario so we can compare the APR across the programs. If you'd like a full loan estimate with the APR broken down, please get one of our team members here. We will set up a basic scenario, $400,000 loan amount. We will set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the best rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And then we'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. Just let us know if you are. And USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in one of those areas, just let us know. We'll do conforming to start. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos here, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio of 40%. So with these basic settings, let's see what's going on. And a little upward movement, which was expected with the somewhat bad news here. 6.375 rate, 2.5 discount points and costs. It's final APR at 6.672. So we'll keep an eyeball on these rates as today goes on. And if our customer doesn't qualify for conventional for any reason, typically the next option we want to compare, set up the same scenario, is an FHA option. So we're going to keep everything exactly the same, even though FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues, as well as a higher debt-to-income ratio. We'll keep everything identical so we can compare APR across the programs here. So FHA going up a touch, not as much quite yet as the conventional, 5.625, 2.125 discount points and costs. So the final APR at 6.533. Remember, this APR does include the upfront and monthly or yearly mortgage insurance for FHA. So keep in mind this APR does include that. And some days like today, FHA may actually be a slight bit cheaper than conventional. So our customers that qualify for both, definitely keep an eyeball on that. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer unfortunately doesn't qualify for a standard program. Many other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's what we'd love to present our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So everything will stay identical as our other demos. However, now we have a new option for income. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. If our customer doesn't qualify with full doc, no problem. We have plenty of other options here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs, the investor programs is going to be our topic for today. We'll go over that in a minute. Personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we use for the demo here. We have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L, and no income CDFI. For the demo, we always use the 12-month bank statement program, and that's our most popular for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers, when they submit tax returns, 2 years of tax returns, they may have various write-offs and not qualify at all, or just may need a little bit of extra income. Either way, we can solve the problem. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements to determine a debt-to-income ratio using just their cash on the bank statements. And in this example, we're going to use 40%. So most of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income and can therefore get the home they really want using these programs. So let's check it out. And we have some great options here at the top in the sixes, which is amazing. 6.75 rate, 2.35 discount points and costs. That's the final APR at 7.145. And as you see some volatility with conventional today, you'll probably see the non-QM stay pretty steady here. So we're within a half a point of conventional to use bank statements, which is pretty amazing. And our customers that need to use this, there's all kinds of variations. If we scroll down here, there's hundreds of different variations here. Some may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit events. Some may allow slightly different ways to calculate the income. So please go with our team to find the best options here. And before we go into Jose's example, we'll do some live pricing for investments. So we'll set up the same demo here, $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll compare the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional for an investment property, and we'll compare that to our non-QM options. Remember, government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments, so we'll stick with these two at the top. We'll start with conforming conventional. Everything's going to stay the same as all our other demos. All we've changed here is the occupancy. So let's check out the conventional option today. And as has been the case for the last few days, and as the rates get a little more volatile, we have an option here for a portfolio option at the top that does not have the traditional Fannie and Freddie loan level price adjustment. So you see the price is a little bit better here today for this 6.875 rate, 3.25 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.264. It's not a true conventional loan, but it uses all the same guidelines. The first true conventional option that does include all the adjustments for investment properties here, 7.125 rate for 3.25 discount points, puts that APR at 7.522. So you see as the rates get a little more volatile, you'll see this portfolio option pop up as it has for the last week or so. And for our final demo, we always want to pull up our non-QM investments. So we'll set up the same scenario here. And we'll select expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, for investments. First thing we must select is our income type. The most popular income type and the topic for our show today is the DSCR program. So that doesn't require any income or employment information from our borrower. We simply use the estimated rental income to determine a DSCR ratio. Stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the PITIA, the expenses of the property, aka cash flows, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, where the property may not quite cash flow, but we'll use 1.5 here today so we can see all the most popular options pop up. And prepayment penalty must be selected. We always use 3 years. That's standard for these programs. There are options for no prepay that will cost more and limit the programs. There are also some options for 5 years, which limits the programs, but does save some money for our borrowers holding property long term. 3 years is standard. That's what we'll use for the demo. So we're going to do a basic DSCR scenario here. Jose will get into some more detailed examples. So best option at the top. We love to see some options in the sixes, very comparable to conventional there. You see 6.75 rate, 3.15 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.229 for a DSCR loan, beating both the portfolio and the standard conventional options with a DSCR. 110% of investors would take this option because it's actually cheaper today. And these programs are even preferred by investors even when they're much more expensive typically. So a lot of options here. If you scroll down, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these may allow bankruptcies, foreclosure type of events. Some of these may allow different ways to calculate the income. Some of these may allow different property types. So that's why we have Jose going into a detailed example on some of the other ways we can use these programs. So let me switch my screen. And today's topic, a deep dive into DSCR loans. So every day we get to do a basic search, basic scenario. And today Jose will go into some of the more sophisticated ways we can use these programs. We also have other episodes where we've used them for different property types and specialty types and interest only and all kinds of variations that come with the DSCR product. So thousands of different combinations of options under this DSCR umbrella. That's why we love these loans. So Jose, let's get into some specific examples that you have for us today, if you're ready.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Debt Service Coverage Ratio, DSCR. So DSCR stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio. It is a loan that does not use the borrower's personal income to qualify the borrower. It uses the gross rental income generated by the property divided by the total housing expense, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance to obtain the debt service coverage ratio, which is the percentage of the debt that the rental income, gross rental income, is covering. Our preferred number would be 1.0 or above. That means that the rental income is covering at least 100% of the housing expense. The best pricing is obtained the higher the DSCR. So 1 to 1.25 would be one range. When above 1.25 to 1.49 is another range, and 1.5 or above. Now, the DSCR loans are available with different prepays, as all of the non-QM investment properties are. You could either do a 3-year prepay, a 5-year prepay, you could do no prepay. However, the rate and the price does get better when you do add a prepay. Most investors opt for at least a 3-year prepay, but if they want to maximize the benefit, they're going to go with the 5-year prepay, get the best case option. In some cases, we have a swing of as much as 1.5 points in cost from a 0 prepay to a 5-year prepay. So it may be best interest to get that prepay, take advantage of the lower rate, and should the opportunity arise in the future, because you just can't say no to that offer to sell, then you sell if it makes sense, but you benefited all of those months and or years from the lower payment, from the lower rate. So as I was stating, these are for investment properties only. The DSCR loans, the owner nor the owner's family should ever occupy the property, pure investment. So let's get into the options that I have for you today, because I have some pretty interesting purchase options on short-term rentals, as well as properties that may not be cash flowing at a one-to-one basis. So we actually do have options for you where the property is cash flowing less than the housing expense. So our first option here is the proverbial unicorn, the 15%, that's 15% down DSCR purchase option for a 1-unit property. This is not applicable for 2 to 4 unit properties, only for 1-unit properties. And here, our lowest cost option is 8.625%. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.75% for our DSCR, 15% down, never any mortgage insurance on any non-QM loans either. So this is an amazing option for your cash flowing property. Now, our next option here is the more standard 20% down. Again, pricing this with a 3-year prepay, 5-year prepay is going to give you at least a half a point lower in cost. Now, also be aware, not every option is available if you were to select the 5-year prepay. So it's always best, if the customer desires a prepay, to price the deal out first. With a 3-year prepay, make sure you have all the options and then go to your 5-year prepay to see what type of betterment you have in the price, but also to see which options are eliminated once you go with the 5-year prepays. So you will note here, at a 20% down payment, our interest rate much, much lower with our 15% down option, we had 8.625 as our lowest rate option, costing 1.275. And with 20% down, we're at 8.125, almost at par. And our option with about 1.25 points down would be 7.75%, costing 1.15. So we're looking at approximately 0.875% lower interest rate if you're going with a 20% down option versus a 15% down option. And now here's where we make it a little bit more interesting, right? This is where the DSCR can really shine, because here we have a short-term rental DSCR purchase of a one-unit property using AirDNA. For those of you that are not familiar with short-term rental properties, AirDNA is a database where appraisers can go to search for short-term rental comps, right? They're going to look in the same manner that they look for comps now, right? Proximity to the subject property, similar gross living area, bedroom count, the style of the home, right? Because you're not going to get usually a home built 100 years ago and compare it to a home built 2 years ago. There's just a lot of differences in the design of the home to begin with. So this is a good option because AirDNA gives you the projected income for a short-term rental property, right? When you find those comparable short-term rental comps, you see what they're renting for per night, and then they extrapolate the data based on that, the same as they would any other comparables from any other database, whether it's a long-term rental database or short-term rental database. The one thing to note with this option is that there is a 5% LTV reduction when using short-term rental income with this particular conduit. What that means is that I priced this out at the 85% price using the 85% LTV guidelines. Right. So this would only be for a one unit property because our 85% LTV guidelines are for one unit properties only. We reduce our loan amount to the 20% LTV and we have just one unit property. So we're looking at the same rate that we had for the other option, right? 8.625 lowest cost option, 7.75 lowest rate option. But now we're at an 80% LTV, our loan amount reduced to 80% and our payment adjusted accordingly. But still, this is a short-term rental option that allows the use of AirDNA, which is great because AirDNA is usually going to give spectacular income numbers. The only drawback may be if you don't have any short-term rental comps in the area for AirDNA. Now, if it is a property that your buyer or your borrower is purchasing that the seller is doing short-term rentals right now, then another option. This option is another short-term rental option that does not have any LTV reduction, right? So if you do not need AirDNA, or if the seller is currently operating the property as a short-term rental and the seller can provide the last 12 months revenue reports or bank statements, if they're willing to provide that, that may be a little tougher to get the bank statements, but definitely if they want to sell their property at a good price, which they usually do when it's a short-term rental property, they should collaborate with you and provide the short-term rental platform revenue reports like from Airbnb, HomeAway, VRBO, and the different platforms. And then no LTV reduction. So you're at an 80% LTV and getting 80% LTV. So the difference obviously is going to be that you're going to get the 80% LTV rates. And the best thing is no LTV adjustment here. So you're looking at 8.125 being our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.25%. And I will let you guys know, as you know, I'm also a real estate agent, and I sold one recently within the last year where I was a listing agent. the seller was operating the property as a short-term rental, and I provided the appraiser with the short-term rental revenue reports, and that is what the appraiser was able to use for the property's income. So definitely assisted the sale. And now we have our low ratio, 0.75 to 0.99 purchase, 1 to 4 units, right? 25% down. Now, what do I mean by low ratio? Is the ratio is below 1.0. This is the example that I was talking to you about, where we can actually have a property that is not cash flowing on a one-to-one basis, and we will still finance it, right? Sounds like a little bit of a mind blower, but that is possible with only 25% down. Now, this option has many uses. One of the best uses would be, for example, that short-term rental property, don't have short-term rental revenue reports, don't have AirDNA, but the buyer has plenty of experience running short-term rentals. They know they're going to make a killing on that property. They just need to be able to close on it. Well, this is the vehicle to allow that, because even though it may not be cash flowing on a one-to-one basis, 25% down is all you need. And on top of that, very good rates. You're looking at 8.875 with actually a little bit of a lender credit. Look at that. 8.875 has a $300 lender credit. And a nice deep rate sheet here, all the way down to 6.99%. Great option there for our low ratio DSCR. There's a lot of them out there that are in this range. And then for the ultimate mind blower, our no ratio DSCR. What do I mean by no ratio? Just exactly that. You don't calculate a ratio. The ratio is below 0.75, so this is truly not cash flowing, but again, trophy property, borrower experience, investor knows how they're going to get that property and convert it into a cash cow. Well, do not fret, with 25% down, we can finance that no ratio DSCR property, lowest cost option, 9.75%, and our lowest rate option, 8.5%. And let me share one more example with you here. I'm just going to stop screen sharing a minute here just so that I can actually did not get to duplicate preview my last rate. And let me go back to the screen share. And the last option we have here is a no seasoning DSCR cash out refi for 1 to 4 units, right? Now, this is another one. We also have an 80% option. I only was able to share the 75% LTV option for you. The 80% option is going to be about a half a point to 0.75 higher in rate. But look at these rates here. Let me put it for you in points here so you can understand. So again, this is no seasoning. And what do we mean by no seasoning? Again, I always like to mention, we're not talking about salt and pepper here. What we're talking about is seasoning on title by the owner, right? In this case, this is a refi. So normally refis of this nature are going to have at least a 6-month seasoning requirement for the owner to be on title in order to let you attain the appraised value as the market value instead of purchase price plus renovations, right? That's a very big if when you're talking about investors who want to get out of a flip. They did their darndest to finish the renovations in 45 to 60 days, and now they want to get out of that interest-only loan, usually a high rate. Usually those loans also have a fixed term, anywhere from 6 to 12 months. And they want to get out of that ASAP into their end loan. And they also want to do it at the highest value possible because they want to recapture the down as much of the down payment. They want to recapture the renovations and get some cash out of it as well, right? So the best way and the only way they're going to be able to do this in a limited amount of time with less than 6 months seasoning is with one of these zero seasoning option loans that we offer on the cash out. So you're looking at 9.25% is almost at par. And then you can buy that down to 7.875%. So again, great for our flippers, rehabbers, cash buyers, whoever wants to recapture their investment and have more money available to reinvest and take advantage of the momentum with the investment properties and all these great programs that we have. This is the vehicle. Do not fret. You do not have to wait 6 months, 3 months. We can do it. You're on title today. We can refinance you tomorrow.
All right. So I do see a question here. The question from Manny is, what would be the lowest allowable credit score for a DER? I'm sure you meant the DSCR loan. Also, what would be the max LTV?
We have some very good options, very low. I believe the lowest we can go is 575, and that's for a 65% LTV. It's the same loan to value whether you do a purchase or whether you do a cash out refi. So that is, I believe, our lowest DSCR option. And the maximum LTV is the one that I was just showing now, which is the 85% LTV option. But please remember that is for one unit properties only, 2 to 4 units or one unit as well as that. 2 to 4 units is maximum 80% LTV.
All right. Looks like that's it for questions. I think we can go ahead and wrap it up then. Remember, 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, we do this show where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jose. We'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.